for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning, Low Country. Happy Saturday to you and yours. Terry Bass again, and it's time for another wonderful Power Talk, BEC Power Talk, to be exact, and that's what we're doing on this Saturday. I'm Terry Bass, along with Libby Rohrig. Hi, Libby. Libby, you put so much pressure on me. I'm telling you, I can't look at you when I say your name because it's a rig, y'all. It's a, but I said it right. I did.
You did, Terry. Okay. My dad is so proud, loyal listener.
Yes. I mean, and Libby could have just been a Smith, you know. What?
Yeah.
Could have been a Smith, but.
What's the fun of that?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. Libby Rohrig is here, our wonderful manager of communications, and always bringing special guests.
Yes.
And today.
And apparently this is your number one fan.
Oh, really? Well, you got some of the backstory, I guess, when I walked away.
Yeah.
But I do have a fan of old. I've done a lot of radio, so you grew up listening to me.
Yes, I have.
Oh, boy. You know, it makes me a little older than I need to be. But we welcome you, Sam Gillins, who used to be my friend. No, it's good that you've listened to me for a long time.
Yes, I have, Terry. And right. Thank you guys for inviting me. And you said earlier, or you stated that Libby said, basically, this is a power talk. So finally, she had to break down and bring the power down. So finally, we're going to have us a great show.
Okay. All she right. brought the power.
That's right. So, man. So buckle up.
All right. Buckle up. All right.
Yes.
Well, all we have to do is grab your mic, bring it a little closer to you. Grab right here. See, right there. Just grab that part. Yep. Too bad it's in TV. But there you go. You have a good voice.
Thank you.
The powers is officially here.
Yes, all right. In the building.
All right. Well, we're talking about power, and we're talking about the member-owner experience. Every show is how do we improve upon that experience? How do we do better with that experience? How do we save our member-owners collectively so then there's individual glory, if you will. All these things we do and we've talked about. And today, this is probably as important to that process as of anything. Of the, you know, the smart hub, the smart thermostat, the Ecobee, all these systems. But I guess it would all start with knowing how efficient your home is.
Yes.
Maybe a way
that's
of saying
foundation.
It. That's the foundation.
Yes, that's the foundation.
Because if you have the greatest car on earth, but if you have a hole in the gas tank, you're never going to get anywhere.
Exactly.
Without having to go back to the gas station.
So, Terry, we've talked about, you know, your fan club and how big of a celebrity you are.
Okay.
Only to be matched by Sam's fan club.
Okay.
And he is the face of Berkeley Electric. So, you know, we kind of have twin dynamos here.
Two legends.
Yeah.
Twin dynamos. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I've never been called a dynamo.
Well,
it's the first time.
Because Sam just works his magic, saving our members money and helping them out.
Okay.
They call him up and he does whatever he can do to help them out. He is.
He's like a cornerstone. How long have you been associated?
I've been with Berkeley for 33 great and glorious years.
33
and
years?
Met a lot of tremendous people and develop a lot of great relationships at work and actually out in the community. So it's been a great ride.
All right, so you're saying if I come out in your territory, they'll know Sam Gillins probably more than Terry Bass.
Oh yeah, my name will ring out. My name will definitely ring out. My name will ring out.
Hey, you know. I love the confidence. He said it. Like, oh, yeah. Man, Terry, this is – so I have to ask for permission to drive through your part of town?
Terry, before I leave here today, I will definitely give you a guest pass.
Thank you.
So you will always be more than welcome.
Absolutely.
Aww.
I feel better now.
And, you know, more importantly, if you ever get into trouble, just say, you know, Sam.
I know Sam.
And they'll give you the red carpet treatment.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, but that speaks – 33 years seriously speaks to – a quality employee, because no company, usually you get to a point of diminishing favor. You stay too long with the company. Exactly. So for you to be there 33 years, you're bringing value to the BEC, and you are the Mr. Power. You are.
Thank you, Terry.
What size shirt did that come in? A 2X? Mr. Power, we're going to get the shirt.
Yes.
Oh. All right. 2X. Yes. We're going to, Libby, we're on order. It's on back order.
Yeah, I'm making a note.
Yes, indeed. But so, Sam, as the marketing and energy, or one of the marketing and energy consultants, been there a long time, been a quality part of the organization, which I put in high regard. But we were talking right before I found out of your legend about energy audits. We were getting into that kind of conversation. And at the base, shall I put my name back in it?
Yes.
How about that? I'm slick now. I'm pretty slick. But at the base, or the basis of the entire world of energy, your home, you need to know how efficient your dwelling is.
Exactly.
And you know, your job, or one of your jobs, would be an energy audit to find out?
Yes.
And how does that work from the ground floor?
Well, I'll talk about first basically the more detail audit, which will be an audit that we may provide through our Home Advantage program.
Okay.
Whereas we go actually with instruments actually to test the home.
Okay.
And the instrument that we will use during this audit will be actually a blower door. And I'm a history buff, so let me give you a little history behind a blower door. Blower door.
Okay.
And, you know, this technology has actually been out there since 1977. Actually, it was developed in Sweden, but it actually migrated to the United States at around 1979, where they did the research at Princeton University.
Okay.
But I said that to say this. When I actually go out to someone's home, I will actually set up this blower door. It's actually, think about it, picture instrument, or actually it's a frame that goes into a door with a fan.
Okay.
Actually, and you have an instrument like your thermometer to actually measure pressures. But what I would do is actually pressurize or depressurize the house.
So you infuse air.
Yeah.
Into
either bring it in
or take
it
out.
Yeah. And exactly. And you know, actually, and what the blower door will actually do, it will tell you actually the tightness of a home. And you can test the tightness of a home. Also, you can test the flow of air between zones in a home. And also, you can test the tightness of the ductwork.
Oh.
So actually, when I go to someone's home, they would say, Sam, what are you doing? Or what's that? And I would, you know, tell them what I'm going to do. And I said, well, just come on and take a ride with me, because I'll take them through the home after I actually crank up the blower door.
Okay.
And a lot of times, think of your parents' house or your grandparents' house, when they built those houses, like back maybe in the 50s, 60s, you know, a lot of times when you actually drill a hole in a home, you should seal it up. But it seemed like the builders back then
just left the hole.
Yeah, left the hole. So a lot of times when I pressurize or depressurize a home, I take them and actually let them feel the airflow that's coming in the home, or I take what you call a smoke pencil. And I have smoke, like, blowing in one direction. And they say, wow. And the bigger the hole, the more air. Because I've went to homes where, you know, they have had some, you know, holes. And you actually stand under there and you make and catch a cold.
Oh, man. That much.
serious air flow.
Air leaving a home.
Yeah, air loss. But, you know, that means there's potential for improvement.
Right.
And actually more energy efficiency. But when I go to a home, the first thing I would look at is actually your biggest energy use in the home, which is heating and air.
Yes, I've learned that from the
Lipster. Seasonal, but because I'll even take them to the breaker box and say, okay, you see these big breakers for the heat strips? I say, okay, do the math. Okay, double 50, okay, that means more power. Then you have your single breakers, like your 15-amp breakers. And the smaller ones will use lesser electricity. But basically, in a nutshell, we look at the heating and air system.
Okay.
But also we look at the ductwork, because I'm a duct guy. Because a lot of times, folks, I just bought, I'm thinking about buying me a very high efficiency energy system. But I always have to tell them, I said, your duct system is just as good as, I mean, your system is just as good as your duct work. Because think about it, you want your duct system to be tight, because that's why we emphasize most of your money be spent, is your duct system. That's why when we do the blow door, we test the leakage of a duct system. Okay. So you want it to be tightened up, because at the end of the day, I always tell the members, you want to get the biggest bang for your buck.
That's right. And at BEC, you specialize on that.
Exactly. You know. And also other things you will find out doing the blow door besides like the duct work, like, you know, leakage maybe through doors and like wall penetrations, because like, you know, plumbing and electrical that's been ran through the house.
Insulation.
And, yeah, insulation. I'm going to get to insulation. But yeah, because a lot of times when they drill a hole to run these plumbing and electrical penetration, they didn't seal it back up. So you see if airflow, actually, you're losing air in that aspect also. And then you may look at insulation next, because you know you want to have proper insulation levels, because a lot of times when you're trying to heat and cool a home, you know, that will kind of hold or make the house more comfortable, because you aiming for comfort. Comfort is the goal as far as
comfort energy. And then, of course, energy efficiency.
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
Right.
You know, energy efficiency.
What about a two-story or multi-floor home? Does that blower test change? Do you have to do it on each level, or?
Yeah. Well, you can actually, if it's one like a single envelope, a home, you can go through every level. But, you know, the air is flowing all through the house.
Okay.
But, you know, you do a complete walkthrough looking for air leakage throughout the house.
Right. How long does this process, the audit, take?
It could take anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. But with the conversation I have with these great members, it's usually a little over an hour.
We
have great dialogue because, you know, they ask questions and I ask a lot of questions.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times when we go, actually, we provide a service. But when I go to someone's house, I'm trying to actually gain a friend. Because if you want to gain friends, you have to be friendly.
Absolutely.
So a lot of times.
That's why I am so popular around certain parts. Not your part. I gotta get a pass
right.
In Sam's
that's
part.
Stay in your lane. That's right.
That's
exactly, Terry.
Right. but you must be friendly. But you'd be probably a great guy to have lunch with.
You know, sometimes I'm even offered lunch before I leave, so I know I did a great job.
Oh, absolutely.
Sam, would you like some coffee?
Okay.
You want a sandwich?
Awesome.
I said, oh my gosh. I said, oh, I have to give myself the thumbs up or pat myself on the back.
So
I must have made an impression here.
You give a great energy audit. It takes about an hour. And then because of the friendliness, you might have, a couple lunches a week that you don't have to pay for, huh?
Terry, another loyal fan.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day.
Awesome. We are with Sam Gillins and, of course, my favorite Libby Rohrig with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. And once again, talking about things that we do. I'll say we.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the team.
Yeah.
Things that we do to help you as a member owner to ultimately put money back in everyone's pocket. And this year, during the pandemic year, we see the value of more or less money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely that critical and that important. Let's talk real quick about a success story, how you have gone in and really the benefit of the audit and you know, the things that happened. Do you have a success story? Maybe
let me give you a couple right quick.
Okay.
I did an audit maybe a couple of years ago where I went to a house. The house was built, part of the house was built, I would say it was over 100 years old.
Wow.
And they
long time.
Did some addition or, you know, or add-on in the back of the house, but they were having a lot of comfort problems because they were having very, very high utility bills.
Okay.
But never was comfortable. And when I actually went out and did the audit, and I knew the first problem is actually the structure of the house. And actually when I did the blower door, you know, you can stand in the house and actually felt like you was outside. So the air was coming in and out of the house from everywhere.
Wow.
But like I said, it's always a potential for improvement.
Yeah.
And the back part of the house will be hot and the front portion of the house will actually
be cool.
Cool. But one thing I noticed also was the unit was too small. Mm. And so it was running all the time. It was working overtime, but they never was comfortable. So we want the meter turning. Don't get me wrong. That's right. We work for the utility company. We want the meter turning, but how fast it turns, it depends on you.
I got
okay?
you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
yes,
that's sir. Where energy efficiency comes in.
Okay.
So with that home, what we decided, we was able to add some insulation, do some weather stripping, and some caulking in some areas to seal up the air coming in and out of the home. But we actually, what we decided to do is put in what you call a ductless system, what you call mini split.
Okay.
And actually for every zone in the home. And let me reiterate, the bills for that house was running anywhere between $400 and $500
Whoa.
A month. So they were pretty excited. So actually once we did the scope of work and put in the ductless mini splits, they were very comfortable, and I actually got some coffee when I went back for the final
okay.
because the bill dropped down to like $190.
Oh man!
What?
So yeah, from doing the applications, the scope of work, they had tremendous savings.
And all
so,
you got is coffee.
You know, yeah. So I Berkeley got a thumbs up for that.
And they need to invite you to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. Yeah, and they told me like
or summer said, vacation.
Exactly, because you know the kids they wanted cool. I mean, everybody could basically control their own zone, but it was very, very energy efficient, and they got comfort. But one more, let me tell you about. I went to an elderly lady house, and she had the oxygen concentrator. She had respiratory problems.
Okay,
and she had to wear or use this oxygen concentrator all the time, and when I did a blow door, we noticed that, you know, some extra air is coming from everywhere. And I'm always telling our members, you will make sure the top of your house is sealed up. And if you have the bottom, or if you have a crawl space, you will make sure the bottom of the house is sealed up.
Okay.
So actually, we was able to address those areas. So, because you have to think about it like this, Terry. I tell them, you don't want to breathe nothing, no air coming out your attic. Or no air, especially coming from up under your house. Because, you know, poor air quality, you want breathing fresh air.
Yep. Right.
So actually, once we sealed up this area, put in a great duct system and heating and air system, you know, when I went back for the final inspection, the lady was wearing that oxygen concentrator as much.
Wow.
Because the air quality
improved.
In the house improved.
Wow.
So, you know, I got another thumbs up and
I
some coffee.
I bet you did.
Sam, the power man.
And
Sam,
he single-handedly extended her life.
He did. He life-saving.
But, you know, it things like that really make you feel good.
Yeah.
It really does. You
absolutely.
Know? Yes, and that's what we do at Berkeley.
And you know, with a spirit like Sam Gillens, you are the heart of the BEC experience. I see it now.
He's the power. Yeah.
Spoke in the wheel. People that maybe, you know, a team. We do this as a team thing.
Yes.
You know, everybody plays a part, you know,
yep.
to make it work.
That is awesome. That great stories. Once again, for the listening audience, this morning, we're talking about the energy audits, how your house could probably benefit from this.
Yes.
Now, how does that process work? How is there a waiting list to get in on the audit? Does it move pretty smoothly?
Well, basically, it's an application process.
Okay.
Because we have a loan program, whereas for the Home Advantage.
We were about to talk about that. The Home Advantage loan.
Yeah, Home Advantage loan. Yeah, we have low interest loans, whereas you can borrow up to $15,000. To do this work, whatever you want done, like change your heating and air, duct work, more insulation, you know, weather stripping, caulking, ceiling, things of that nature. And it's at 5% interest, and the max amount of time you can actually finance it for is up to 120 months. And you can always pay it off early without interest. But a lot of times people really take advantage of this program.
That's a great program to take advantage of because that's money that you're not. You know, last time you cut a check for a HVAC.
And also, Terry,
that's pretty,
the payments are also
check.
Included in your light bill.
Right. So you can defer payments.
Yes.
They're attached to your bill.
Yes.
And if you do your best job saving, you don't even see the money, so to speak. And then you'll see the benefit
the
of a new unit or a home improvement. Trust me, I have a one of my units is, this is another summer we're getting through with that unit. Last summer I said, you know, this is it. Looks like we're in this is it again.
Uh-oh.
You know, so I mean, I can appreciate that because, you know, units aren't, they're not cheap. You know,
no,
you have
not.
You have a couple thousand square feet or more or whatever. Yeah. You know, you've got fairly expensive units. And back to the ductwork, when I had a unit, my bottom unit, they gave me, I really think they gave me way too much tonnage. Way too much. And I saw the bill, but they completely redid the ducts and all that. And the difference between downstairs and upstairs as far as ductwork and what you're talking about, I can vouch for it.
I'm glad you said that because when you said too much tonnage, because a lot of times you have to look at it like this. You want the unit to be properly sized. And a lot of times these heat and air contractors can do what you call a manual J load. I did manual J load for this for years because okay. We had another program years back called Good Sense, and I used to do all the manual J sizing okay. for homes. And basically, you want the unit to be properly sized because a lot of times folks think bigger is better because, you know, it won't run as much and they get cooler, but that's not actually true.
Okay.
Because actually, we live in a humid climate. So actually, what heating and air does is, especially in the summer times, it takes the humidity and moisture out the house.
Right.
So you want it running enough to do that because mm-hmm. when you have heat and you have humidity and moisture together, uncomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
You want it to be properly sized, and when the ductwork, you want the ductwork to be properly designed to distribute the air.
Right.
And also, if it's too big, a lot of times what it'll do is it will dump moisture, more moisture in your house, so you have mold and mildew problems.
Mm.
So you don't want it too big because you
right.
could have problems down the line.
Look at there,
with
see?
Mold and mildew.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, I have a monster downstairs. It's, I mean, my daughter's wearing a jacket sweater in the summer.
Wow.
It runs. It's good stuff, but
it sounds like you've got it set too cool.
Oh, well.
For energy efficiency.
I have it set for 77.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes 78.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you say I should go stay on 78?
Uh-huh.
All right. This weekend we're going to keep it on 78.
Okay.
Yes, and then next time I'll tell you how that works. But it is a good unit, but not so fast on the upstairs unit. It says 77, but it don't feel like it's 77.
Oh.
But I know upstairs is usually a little warmer.
Heat rises, yeah.
Heat rises, absolutely. But that's, once again, audits figure those things out.
Exactly.
And Sam, the power man,
yes.
Gillens,
yes.
He's the guy that can help you out. And like you said, the Home Advantage Loan Program, if you get into that, you automatically, an energy audit is part of that.
Yeah, it's part of the process.
Loan
application. Part of the process.
Okay,
yes,
I got you. Wow, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. So you have success stories. We don't. There's no failure stories. You know. But have you ever seen something that made you have to go back outside to the truck for a second? Say, I'll be right back, guys. And
oh yes,
I would imagine.
Yeah, you want to go to the truck and smoke a cigarette? Then you remember I don't smoke.
There you go.
Yeah. I've seen some things over the years, Terry. Yes, we may have to talk later, but yeah, I have seen some things over the years. Yes,
you
sir.
Know.
Yes, sir.
But fortunately, you have the spirit and personality to redirect or direct them in the right direction, because ultimately. It's a team effort.
It's always potential for improvements. Always. You always have to see the good in everything.
Yes.
Always.
Always. And your job, I bet you, maybe I'll shadow you one day and come see how it works.
You know, it's ironic you said that because Libby was talking about Tamika, and she has a couple of other employees, Yahira and Johanna.
Okay.
They love going out in the field with us because
okay.
we always tell them it's not a job and it's adventure.
Yeah.
So they really, I mean, like
that's
going
right.
out in the field to see what we do, and they try to steal my friends.
Oh, okay. well, Libby, when you sign up, the day you go out, I'll
okay.
shadow with you.
Okay.
And we'll check it out because, you know, they say you do better if you knew better. So
exactly.
So getting to know that process would be awesome. You know, it probably helped me in my situation.
Yes.
Just to see how
it's done. Because we always all about educating our members. Yes,
right.
Yes. Sharing the knowledge, sharing the wealth of knowledge.
Sharing the
That's
wealth of knowledge.
Do. That's what we do.
Absolutely. And an energy audit is definitely one way to help yourself.
Yes.
And that's what happens at BEC, Berkeley Electric. You guys do a great job of making it a tremendous experience. Too bad my car, like when you buy a car, you don't get, it's not quite the same.
Yes.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all, right?
Nope.
Libby had a bad experience with a car. she's not a good poker player, which is good, you know. I could see her hand. She said, Miss, you said that. She had a bad experience.
She didn't have a poker face on.
No.
She didn't have a poker face.
She was somebody, a car experience had upset her.
Wow.
Am I correct? Yep. See?
Really, Libby?
Well, I just had a car that I loved, and the transmission prematurely went out.
See? I told you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I knew it. The minute you, I read that right there. So there.
I don't love cars anymore.
You don't love cars anymore. But you love power.
Yes.
Berkeley
yes.
Electric.
Power.
Yes, yes, indeed. But imagine if, and I guess, well, no, we won't go down that road. it's no comparison to that experience versus what you get as a member owner at Berkeley Electric Cooperative and all of the other features. Now, the new website, mm-hmm. I meant to talk about this earlier, but that's going up and well.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Up and running strong.
Our team did a great job getting that redesigned.
Okay.
And it's more user-friendly and more information. And you can find out about any of these home energy services
right.
And our
I guess,
website.
In a sense, we talked about, like, the Smart Hub and Ecobee systems. They sort of allow you to self-audit to a degree. Obviously, Sam and his team would come out and they and I've seen, when you talked about the blower door,
yes,
I've seen that on somebody's front door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like this big, and I was like, what is that?
Yes.
What are they doing? And you tape it up and seal it.
Right, right.
I've seen that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I need to call Sam. What you doing one weekend, huh? I have a big grill out back. Sam.
I am there.
All right. there it is, the power man. I love it, but... everybody listening that is a BEC member owner, I would encourage you to take advantage of these things because ultimately the audit's done right, which they're going to be done right.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to
you're going to make a new friend.
Make a new friend.
Save yes. money and
That's
friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three creams, two sugars on the coffee, probably.
Yes, yes, yes.
But all of these things are ultimately going to deliver to the company and the member, the best power or electric experience possible. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because, you know, we are a cooperative and we have members, not customers, so owners. So when we go out there, we want to give them the red carpet treatment,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they are owners. Right. They pay our salary. So we really want to take care of them, you
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
With the knowledge, you know, with friendliness. Because, you know, the cooperatives, our mission is to provide safe and reliable energy.
That's right.
But along with that going to come courtesy and empathy and compassion
okay.
for our members.
And look at it. And that's as we close this broadcast out, 33 years now, we know why. You have passed the tests because you help your member owners pass their test
yes.
with these energy audits. And, you know, it's what makes BEC a great place to work, but also be connected to. So kudos to the power man, Mr. Sam and Libby. Always fun. Time flies, man. We had fun.
I know.
Yes.
Having fun, having some great conversation, and we'll do it again real soon. And, you know, may power man have coffee in your house. How about that?
Yes.
Good conversation.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, glad to have you here. And this concludes another wonderful edition of BEC Power Talk. Have a great day.